steady. I just call you once, baby. Me, I want to pump you today. Give me chance, me, I know go. You should play, oh, no, no, no. Hey, got body, joy, body tonight. And I want no even a possible. Oh, oh, oh. I want to put my hands on your waist. Me, I get to give you all my paper, yeah. I'm addicted to you.
Yes, 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 I'm addicted to you because you make me happy. Every time you click the link to come listen to my podcast, you make me happy. You put a big, big smile on my face. And this beautiful song is dedicated to you. It is Show Me by Joe Boy. And this song is still one of my favorite, one of my absolute best. I think I have actually played it before. But anyways, guys, you just have to bear with me because this song is one of my favorite. Thank you so much for joining me on Talk Spell Thursday today. What are we talking about? Hold up, I'ma be right back.
Me have to give you all my paper, yeah. I'm addicted to you, and I don't know what to do. Show me that you want me. Show me that you need me. Tell me that you love me, and I'm okay, okay.
Yeah, tell me that you love me and I'ma be okay. You guys, welcome. Talk a Spell Thursday has been a while coming, yeah, because I took a break from that episode and I'm super sorry for that. I will be consistent. I must be consistent. I'm actually affirming and manifesting this right now. You guys, it's so good to be back here on Talk a Spell Thursday. In today's episode, I will be looking at a topic that was actually spurred by a poster on Twitter. Yeah, you guys, I'm always seeing things on Twitter because I'm always on Twitter. Yeah, don't blame me. Kind of addicted to Twitter, am I? I need a social media break. I digress. Anyways, I'm back again. This poster I saw on Twitter, she was like, when I was a single girl, nobody looked my way. Now that I have a man, everybody's looking at me and they want to have me as their girlfriends. Yay! Is it the devil that is sending you or is it my village people? Plicks and plicks, I'm rolling that way. I mean, have you ever been in that position where you are single? You can see that you are single like this. In fact, you remain small, they'll put it on your forehead, that single pringle, lele, sha. You guys, I'm drinking. But nobody will come and say hello or hi or anything. But suddenly, just tweet. If I don't tweet, say, just get into a relationship. Suddenly, you have become hot cake. Eh, hoti, hoti, everybody wants to have you. Like, where was your pretty ass when I was a single girl? Or where was your pretty ass when I was a single man? Huh? Tell me, why do people get more attracted to us when we get into relationships? That is what we'll be looking at today. Stay tuned and let us vibe. By the way, I've been thinking, should I just change it to love notes, bants, and vibes instead of Talk a Spell Thursday? I'm still thinking about it, guys. So you might have noticed that when you get into a relationship, you tend to get a lot more interest from guys and girls who aren't your partner. And it is a very strange phenomenon, particularly since it took you so long to find your current partner. I mean, all of that stress, all of the God when, you know, all the stress, plus knowing what's behind the sudden surge of men's interest or ladies' interest in men might actually be able to help you turn the tables in your favor even when you're not actually in a relationship. So yeah, if you know what is behind all this rush that they are rushing you like Indomie, my dear, you can turn it to your favor. Now, the number one reason why you're more attractive to these people when you get into a relationship is because you have zero desperation. Yes, people can actually sense desperation a mile away, whether it is for a boyfriend or a girlfriend, for a job, for money, for a ride, for anything. People can actually smell desperation from a mile away. So when you suddenly get that thing that you are looking for, you don't look desperate anymore. I know you might be saying, I'm single. When I was single, I was not desperate now. Well, you might not be aware of it, but you have this there's a way people will know that, oh, this person is actually lonely or needs a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Forget all the hard guy or hard girl that people do online. on lonely days you get lonely, you miss having a partner, and it is really, really, really that's bad. Yes. But when you finally get a partner and you're cool with where you are in life and you're fully self-sufficient, you have that partner that you want, the kind of man or woman that you want, you start radiating this joy that is so obvious for people around you to see. You know, that beautiful glow, it's different from the glow of loneliness, if there's a glow of loneliness. Secondly, you're more confident that you can actually land a partner. Yes. I mean, in this generation where it is so hard to find someone who is good, who is a perfect fit, if you find someone who cares for you, who loves you, who is faithful to you, I mean, you feel more confident, like, yes, I finally achieved something, I did something. Sometimes when you've been single for a very long time, you begin to lack self-confidence. Or more, yes, so. Because you start feeling like, am I not fine enough? What are these people in relationships? What are the things they have that I don't have? You start asking yourself all of these questions. And then you start doubting yourself. This self-doubt shows. But obviously not when you're in a relationship. Because when you get that perfect partner, when you get that partner that you've been seeking, I mean, you start getting friendly friends. And forget it. People actually love confident people. People that are self-assured, that are confident. Because when your self-esteem is low, people can also, you know, perceive it. So people don't like people with low self-esteem. But once your confidence level is like on 100%, or even if it's not close to 100%, but just high, you know, they're going to be attracted to you. So that is one reason why you have people, you know, coming to you to want to get to know you just when you find yourself in a relationship. Another reason why people come to you when you get into a relationship to try to hit on you is because you're suddenly friendly, or you are more friendly. It's not that you are flirting with other men necessarily, but there is no reason for you to have your defenses up when they talk to you. You have a built-in excuse to use whenever they start pushing for your phone number or to, you know, get to know you more. But you can still be open and approachable in the meantime, and, you know, people love that. When you get into a relationship, you become more friendly because you know that no matter what, I already have a partner. There's nothing that's going to happen between me and this person. So there's no reason for you to even be saying, oh, I'm putting my defenses up, I'm doing this. No. Because once they ask you, oh, can we date? You can tell them, oh, I have a boyfriend or I have a girlfriend. So. Now to the juicy part. This one, you are going to agree with me definitely. Another reason why people are attracted to you, I want to be with you, when you find or you suddenly get into a relationship, is because you've got something that someone else wants. Human beings can be very competitive creatures, and if a guy knows that you're in a relationship, yes, a guy, in fact, girls too, you know, they might start seeing it as validation that there's something special about you, and then they start wanting you for yourself. Forget the fact that when you were single, they were not able to see this thing. But immediately you get a partner, and if your partner is someone that also does PDA, or he talks a lot about you, or she talks a lot about you, these people might start feeling like, oh, there's something beautiful or special about this person that I probably missed out on. So they want to come to find out what that thing is by asking you out or by hitting on you. And also, you're happy. And what is it I say about happy people? The world loves happy people. People are attracted to happy people. So once you're in a relationship, you're happy, especially a healthy relationship that is not toxic. So you're happy. If your relationship is a good one, it's probably making you smile a lot. And people are drawn to light and happy people who are not projecting their pain on the rest of the people in line for their morning brew at, you know, the coffee store. Well, there's nothing that a 1,000-watt smile can fix, or at least drastically improve. So basically, when you're in a happy relationship, you are people are more attracted to you because you are light, you are happy, you are positive, and people love to be surrounded by positive energy, positive vibes, and happy people. Last but not the least reason why people want to get with you when you're in a relationship is the fact that people can be selfish. People want what they can't have. It is strange but true. Some people see it as a challenge when they realize that the man or woman that they want is in a relationship. They started thinking, I must get this person, I must get this person. You could probably blame many of the cheating scandals out there on this exact issue, but no, I don't want to really say that, because cheating is actually a choice. Yeah, so technically, in case you're in a relationship right now and guys are hitting on you or girls are hitting on you, let me tell you a secret. You know these people don't really love you, no. It's just the thrill of having to make you cheat on your spouse that is exciting to them. Like, they want to be able to make you cheat on your partner. That power that, I was able to make this person cheat. It's just the thrill, nothing else. Nothing. Half of the time, the people hitting on you when you're in a relationship don't have good plans for you. Is it an ego boost or just for selfish reasons? So if you got something good going on for you, please and please, you understand that this generation is really difficult and hard to find true love as it is. So if you find someone good for you, if you have something good going on for you and your person, please don't get distracted. Don't get distracted by exes or by new people wanting to come and date you. You already got a partner. You already got a man or a woman. So focus on them. And don't cheat. Nah. Because cheating is going to just hurt people and make the world, you know, filled with more angry people. Today, it's really a short episode, but I hope you loved every bit of it and you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. You are the bestest and I love you. So, like I always tell you, don't forget to stay happy. Don't forget to smile. If someone doesn't have a smile, you can give them yours. How do you do that? Smile at them. Smile at a stranger. Smile at someone who is sad. Smile at a kid that's crying. No, just keep smiling. Smile, smile, smile. And the beautiful thing about smiling is that it makes you look beautiful, younger, and it removes or gets rid of wrinkles. It's better than frowning. So why not just smile? Until another episode of Talk About Thursday again, guys. Stay safe. Stay blessed. I love you. And I don't know what to do. I wanna put my eyes on your waistline. Be happy to give you all my paper, yeah. I'm addicted to you. And I don't know what to do. Show me that you want me. Show me that you know. Tell me that you love me. And I'm okay. Show me.